From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke has indicated the Fed could begin to raise a key interest rate, in his words, before too long. More from NPR's John Itzde.
The key interest rate in question is the Fed's discount rate, the rate it charges banks for short-term loans. Bernanke said it might soon be time to increase the spread between the discount rate and the Fed's most important benchmark, the federal funds rate, which has been near zero for more than a year. Raising the discount rate would reduce the money banks have to lend to businesses and consumers. It's just one tool the Fed will use to pull back the trillions it's injected into the financial system to stimulate the economy. Bernanke outlined the full exit strategy in a statement prepared for a congressional hearing, which was postponed because of the blizzard in Washington. But Bernanke made clear the Fed would continue its stimulative policy for some time. John Itzde, NPR News.
The Obama administration is tightening existing sanctions on Iran as it tries to persuade the U.N. Security Council to agree to tougher financial measures. The move is designed to pressure Iran to scale back its nuclear ambitions. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The Treasury Department says it has added one Revolutionary Guard Corps general and four Iranian companies to a sanctions list. It's the latest effort to tighten the financial noose on the elite Guard Corps, which the U.S. says is involved in the country's nuclear program, as well as the regime's crackdown on protesters. The Treasury Department said in its statement that the Revolutionary Guard Corps has been consolidating control over much of the Iranian economy, displacing ordinary businessmen in favor of a select group of insiders. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Dangerous blizzard conditions in Baltimore have city officials taking urgent measures to protect public safety. Donna Marie Owens reports from member station WYPR.
Baltimore City Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake has instituted Phase 3, the highest designation of the city's emergency snow plan. This means that only police, fire, and other authorized vehicles are permitted on city roadways. Baltimore and other Maryland jurisdictions have experienced unprecedented snowfall, beginning with 2 to 3 feet last weekend. The blizzard has caused downed trees, power outages, and other problems, including a roof collapse at a Baltimore County firehouse. For NPR News, I'm Donna Marie Owens in Baltimore.
Internet search giant Google has announced plans to build a high-speed internet network the company says could provide service to upwards of 500,000 people. The internet company says the network would allow it to offer web speeds of up to a gigabyte per second, 100 times faster than most consumers now get. Google said the experimental network would run on fiber optic lines. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 20 points to close at 10,038. The Nasdaq was down 3 points. The S&P 500 closed down 2 points today. This is NPR. Officials in Los Angeles County have now lifted a mandatory evacuation order for more than 500 homes in the foothills of the San Gabriel Mountains. That's after a storm system dumped less rain than expected on areas burned by last year's wildfires, lessening the risk of mudslides. Residents were being notified today they could return to their homes. 43 homes were damaged by a mudslide last week, and work crews are still cleaning up there. A fishing boat captain turned cable celebrity has died. Captain Phil Harris found fame on the show Deadliest Catch, which for 5 seasons has been one of the most popular programs on the Discovery Channel. NPR's Netta Ulubi reports.
Captain Phil Harris said he started working on fishing boats at age 7. By the time he was 21, he was among the youngest to captain a vessel in the treacherous waters of the Bering Sea. By early middle age, it was clear the tough-minded fisherman was as made for television as for running crab boats.
Since I've been doing it so long, I just can't relax and tootle out there when it's nice. We're going to go out there and catch this stuff. Good weather, bad weather, it didn't make any difference.
Harris suffered a massive stroke at the end of January while unloading his boat on an island port off the northern tip of Alaska. He was just 53 years old when he died Tuesday night. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.
Residents in northern Illinois experienced something they don't often see, a magnitude 3.8 earthquake that rumbled through the region today. The quake caused no major damage, but was felt as far away as Michigan and Iowa. The epicenter of the earthquake was near the villages of Gilberts and Pinegree Grove, some 45 miles northwest of Chicago. The quake hit at around 4 a.m., with local sheriff's dispatchers saying they were flooded with phone calls from concerned residents. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.